The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, October 20th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. If you are searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, and optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio is your home base. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of Waffle House East Ridge, never to be any other town probably, but you are a celebrity in that part, Clint Powell.
I'm from a celebrity, but yeah.
You are. You're a podcast celebrity because you have so many. So you know what I did this morning?
What'd you do?
I looked up how many... What would it take for Clint Powell to pass Joe Rogan on podcasting? And all you need is 14 million more subscribers.
That's it?
That's it. 14 million. That's all you need, Clint.
So I am so close. Folks, come on. Yours matters. Come on.
Hey, two quick things.
What?
I'm at a networking thing this week, and somebody walks up to me and goes, hey, I listen to a podcast with you and the guy from Nutrition World every week. I'm like, oh, he goes, then I turn it on radio on Sunday morning and it's the podcast. I'm like, well, it's the radio show first and then the podcast. But just so you know, and just I want to say hi to everyone that's listening to this, maybe in Australia, because right now it's really Monday in Australia. It's the 21st.
Oh, that's going to complicate me, but that's okay.
It is. And the download will come out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But when it's Tuesday the 22nd here, it'll be Wednesday the 23rd there.
Do many people do what we do, which is radio/podcast?
Well, I think Sean does that with all of his. And I did that when I had my one over at the other radio station. So I think if radio shows are smart, they're doing doing it radio, they're doing it live, and then they're rebroadcasting as a podcast.
I like it.
Should be.
Today's show, we're going to talk about anxiety from a level that I almost promise you've never heard this angle. And it's from Dr. Brian Johnson. And I think will be amazed when we cover that. And new treatment for Alzheimer's. Is it truly effective? No. And I'll tell you why. Secondly, I have, always experimenting, always learning, but I'm learning to, one, never trust the headlines of mainstream news. They all have the greatest discovery now for this disease. It never pans out. 45 years of watching it, other than the cure for hepatitis C. That was the only thing I know about that ever really held any value after the years and years and years. That's a wonderful treatment for hepatitis C. But we all have aches and pains at times. I don't care if you're 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. As we get older, it tends to increase. Now, we can do heavy doses of different painkillers, but what we want to do is weigh risk against benefit because those all have side effects. I'm going to tell you in segment three what I use when I have these modest pains that I feel is almost a health food product, yet it's a pharmaceutical.
Oh, wow.
And here's my new gym activity, which is actually harder than I ever imagined in my whole life. Now, boxing to me is the hardest thing there is. It wins me more. It does everything. And I love the fact you box. And again, I keep saying I'm going to go down to your gym and start taking some training. But the stair stepper. I've never done a stair stepper. Not really.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Will, my workout partner, he did some stair stepping at Planet Fitness about, on 9/11. And what they did was they had I didn't know about this, the event where you do 110 flights of stairs, and the people who are really into it wear a what we call a ruck pack, which is a weighted like backpack, and they're simulating the firemen who went up the building.
Yeah, my girlfriend does that every
year. Does
she? Yeah.
Does she? Mm-hmm. And so I started about 3 weeks ago doing this. I almost just fell over on the machine after 15 flights of steps. Well, this morning I did 75 flights.
Good for you.
I will get to 110 flights, and when I get modest with that, I will then add a 20-pound ruck pack on my back. I love goals, so my goal is eventually to get to 110 flights of steps with a 20-pound backpack.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Have you ever done the Jacob's Ladder?
Yes, it's so. I hate that worse.
It's the worst machine.
But it bothers my hips.
So the one that's actually generated, not the automatic one, the one that's generated by your body weight. So I had this goal.
That is to people listening.
Well, Jacob's Ladder. It's at an angle, and you're leaning into it, and basically it's just like the same thing as stairs, but if you were climbing the stairs with on your hands and feet.
Okay.
So as you move up, it's moving underneath you, but it's hands and feet, and you're at an angle, so you know you're not about to fall off. Except it'll push you off, but it's not. I'm saying you're not straight up and down. But my son, when he was younger, he's 25 now, so he's probably at the time 15, 13, something like that. We were at a gym, and there was a Jacob's Ladder there, and I did it for 3 minutes, and I was gassed. I mean, it wasn't a hard 3 minutes. He goes, come on. I said, if you can do 5 minutes, I'll give you $100. He was about a minute and a half into it, and he stopped and looked at me and goes, what is that? I'm like, yeah. And he was now in his all in due respect, he's a defensive lineman, so he was built to play football at the time. But the Jacob's Ladder to me,
no joke.
If you can do a consistent 5 minutes on the Jacob's Ladder, that is a different beast. I hate that machine, and I wish I had one at my house at the same time.
Goals has one, which I only work out one day a week at Goals, and Crunch doesn't. But it is like a stair stepper times 2.5.
I can't stand them. I cannot stand them. And then to your point, though, it does, if you have bad hips, it will aggravate that. That's why you can't do it every day, all day, all the time. So,
if you get your foot caught in it, you are pretty much dead as it rolls you under the machine.
Well, that's why you do your own body weight, because if you fall off, you just fall off.
Well, not if your ankle gets caught in between those bars of wood.
Yeah, I'm just an athlete, so that kind of stuff doesn't bother me.
Yes. Kind of I'm sorry.
My coordination usually works that because I can climb.
Hey, one other thing I'm going to talk about in segment three. I got like three things here.
Okay.
But it's what is the most prevalent reason people fall? Falls past especially past 50 is devastating to our longevity, quality of life, and increases mortality probably more than almost anything we do. And I listened to Dr. Peter Attia, who wrote the book Outlive. Love Attia's depth of knowledge, and he's interviewing this chiropractor who is so incredibly accurate, I believe, and knowledgeable about what causes us to fall. You will never guess it. And the fix for this is very simple. It does take just a routine of doing it. But the test for whether you need or test for the weakness that's going to cause this fall, I ordered the machine. And I'm not going to tell you what it is at this point. It is so cool. I can't wait. No, you don't know.
You said this last week, and I guessed the thing.
That was 1 out of 10 times. Okay. You are not going to.
I bet I know the reason and the machine. I bet.
Okay, then you hold on, and you just flip and guess it. Don't be looking up on Google.
I'm not looking at anything. I'm looking at different stuff.
All right. Well, that sounds like a plan.
Wow.
A little
defensive.
Okay. Hey, again, update on Learning RX. I love that company. They are helping children and middle-aged and older people to basically reprogram their brain in order to think more clearly, less ADD, less dyslexia, and many other, because they say there's 9 pathways and mechanisms to create learning. They evaluate all of those and see which one are you weak in, and then they work toward that. And the one take-home message that I have at this point is they found that when the children come in with a protein meal beforehand, they always do better than a carbohydrate meal beforehand. So eating protein, again, I preach it. 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight, cognitive benefits, bone benefits, muscle benefits, 0 downside. And I see more and more women, especially past the age of 40, not eating protein. And their skin's getting looser. They're gaining body fat. They're all you got to do is drink a protein drink 1 to 2 times a day or choose healthier foods. It's hard to eat that much, so I have to do two protein drinks a day. But and I was on Julie's 3+U last week with Katie.
Julie Edwards,
fantastic episode on what we call the Fit Four. And what it was is Adam Chauncey, our clinical nutritionist, he did an 8-minute video on what are the 4 supplements that if you do these will absolutely improve and increase your fitness level, lower your body fat, make you stronger, make you look better. First one is, of course, going and exercising. That's what makes everything else work. But what we did was we did a QR code where we have this 8-minute video of what he spoke about. We did that on TV, and we also have it on a business card. We will have it at the store in about 2 more days, so you can scan it. But what they are is creatine, unbelievably safe, 20,000 medical studies on it, now has been proven for everyone from age about 15 to 100 can have more stamina. Not energy, stamina, the ability to perform longer, no matter if it's washing your dishes to cutting your grass. It does help to maintain muscle, too. I find that for about 1 little scoop a day, tasteless, it's easy, it's safe. And then protein powder, we talked about that. And then electrolytes. Electrolytes are what make the electrical system of the heart, the brain, the muscles work. Most of us are deficient. You have to buy not Gatorades, but real electrolytes. And then lastly is carnitine, which is fantastic for thyroid health, energy, burning body fat. It actually liberates your fat cells to be used for fuel. So if you want to, if you're interested in the Fit Four, come in Nutrition World, and we'll have the little QR codes there, and we also have it on our Instagram and probably on our Facebook. Well, it is that's a lot of info, and we're going to be coming up with an amazing individual to talk about anxiety, why it is happening, why it's a pandemic, and what are some of the options that you truly can use in considering moving into a better world for yourself. So it is time to take a break, and that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I am Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and one of my topics of the past 45 years, I won't say the top one or two, but it's certainly in the top five, is the topic of anxiety. And one of those reasons is because I've certainly had to deal with that bear myself over parts of my life during a lot of heavy stress with divorce and this and that. And my first panic attack came out of nowhere. I never realized that it was even festering. And that's what kind of set the stage for many years of wisdom seeking. Well, we have a guest today, one of my dear friends, dear heart friends. And this is a gentleman who is very deeply involved in the journey and seeking of truth and health and et cetera that can assist other people in rising above some of these challenges of life. And it's certainly someone who, if you've heard Nutrition World stuff or Vital Health, Dr. Brian Johnson, welcome to Vital Health Radio.
I'm glad to be here.
And, you know, you are, I just say real quick, you graduated from Mercer School of Medicine, completed your family residency at ETSU, spent the first 12 years of your career in private practice in Hiawassee, Georgia, where you were the founding member of a three-physician group providing a full hospital, nursing home, and clinic care. You've told me some of those details of that. Wow. You don't find physicians who have handled as much as you have in your life. And you're triple board certified in family medicine, palliative care, integrative medicine. And for 8 years, you served as the medical director of Erlanger's serious illness care and other things. You and I have partnered on a lot of conversations. I love you. I love your heart. I love our philosophies that we tend to really enjoy talking about. But today we're going to talk about anxiety. One of the reasons is we did something called Anxiety Clinic that you can purchase for a very small amount of money, where you and four other experts, professionals, I feel like in different areas of anxiety, that we rocked. We were downtown several years ago, maybe two or three years ago, somewhere, not more than that. And it is available online. It's about a 5.5 to 6 hour real deep dive into what can we do to empower ourselves. But at this point, again, I just see society kind of classifying anxiety as almost, and I said it a minute ago, just on a whim, it's kind of like a big splinter that we get accidentally, and we look for ways to pull it out, medicate it out, ignore it out, and that is not the real path to healing, in my opinion. Tell me about your view on the reason why we have an epidemic of it and why it's so poorly treated.
That's a great point, that it is often seen as a one-off or an also-ran or something that's bugging us, when in fact it is yet just another signal of the whole, that we are whole beings. We are mental, we are emotional, mm-hmm. we're energetic, we're spiritual, we're relational, we're financial. And all of those things show up in all areas of our lives, so that what you and I call our anxiety response is only the tip of the iceberg of a much larger physiological, psychological, and emotional response.
It isn't a pathogen. It's not something that attacked us. It's there to try to give us some warnings, isn't it, that something is amiss, some homeostasis has been disturbed, and please listen. But we're not listening, are we?
Absolutely, or we're at least misunderstanding. We are seeing it as a problem when in fact it's a messenger. And everyone knows, don't shoot the messenger, listen to the messenger. The question is, how do you listen to the messenger? Who's helping you understand how the messenger listens? And that's because anxiety is part of our emotional system, and emotions and feelings don't use words. See, in the West, we've been taught to think our feelings, not feel our feelings. So the first step is actually to learn to feel your anxiety, to actually sit with it, experience it, and then learn to listen to what the body is saying to you. Sometimes it will use metaphors or symbolism or memories, but very often it uses the actual journey of the energy through your body. Energy in motion, emotion.
Can I ask a quick question? So you said something, sit with the anxiety or the emotions. My question is one of the reasons that we sometimes, let me rephrase how to ask it. Is it that we're so busy being busy that there's times we feel more anxious because we can actually then face it? Because when you're raising kids and you're busy, or if you just, you're moving from morning to night, I've had moments and years in my life, decades, where I haven't had the time to sit and process things like that because I have to be here at 4, there at 8, here at 10, got to be in bed, I got to be up by 6. Does that make sense?
It does.
And all of a sudden I run into a divorce. Or I run into a retirement, or I run into a job change, or an empty house and empty nest syndrome, and all of a sudden I've got these big batches of silence, and now the voices may have been screaming and overpowered by busy noises is right there, and I don't know, they're new to me. Like, where the heck is this coming from?
Indeed.
Does that make sense?
Indeed. In fact, sometimes it can be helpful then to use a little semantics and distinguish the difference between anxiety and anxiousness.
Oh, yeah. Hmm?
Anxiety is actually a prevailing day-to-day, moment-to-moment, background, elevated buzz of your system that is just irritating and agitating. Anxiousness is acute awareness of a situation that might make you feel nervous or uneasy.
Gotcha.
Either way, most of the time, most human beings will find something to soothe either. That can be drugs, it can be gambling, it can be your job, it can be your relationship, it can be sleep, it can be anything. We will all tend to reach for something to soothe rather than sit with who we actually are.
Yeah. As soon as you started saying that, I thought of like the three things that I know I reach for.
Phone?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I got off social media a little bit, but this is going to sound weird. We got plenty of time, so I'll drop this in there. I read about it the other day. I shared it with my son. I tend to binge watch the same shows over and over and over again. And that's because it provides comfort and consistency, and they become kind of known characters in your life. It's really a weird thing, but that's one of the things I started getting curious about it. It's one of the things I reach for when I get very, when the anxiousness or anxiety, whichever one's yelling the loudest, I don't know. I haven't spent time to parse it apart. But to your point, I can see the things that I turn to. That's weird, yeah.
And so you, next time you find yourself in the midst of that, even if you are not physically feeling anxious, you could actually go, oh, look at me, I'm soothing. I wonder why. And here's a great way to do that. In the midst of the activity, if you catch yourself out of the corner of your eye, you go, huh, why this, why now? Why did I pick this soother, and why did I do it now?
And I feel like I've been given homework.
And if you can stay there for 30 seconds, your subconscious mind will tell you.
Really?
And it's usually something in the last 3 days, and it's usually something that reminds you of the previous 30 years.
Wow.
That's where we call seeking and diving inward.
Indeed.
And I don't want to throw everything away as far as medically interventions, but I think the more antidepressants and the more anti-anxiety drugs, the harder that journey is. Do you think that?
I couldn't agree more. In fact, it's important to recognize that all of those drugs are actually called mood stabilizers. There's no such thing actually as an antidepressant. That's a layperson's term. In the literature, they're called mood stabilizers, and that's because while they will bring up feelings of sadness and they will bring down feelings of overwhelm, they will also bring down feelings of joy. and they will bring down experiences of enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. So that just about anyone you speak to who's been on those types of drugs for long term will tell you they've become like a zombie. They don't feel anything anymore. And that's when you know that they've lost their utility. They may have served a purpose to keep you from going off the deep end mm-hmm. for a little while, because there is life. There is stuff we have to do and have to function and pay bills. But if you've become numb on one of those things, you don't even seek to soothe anymore because you don't feel anything, they have worn out their utility, and they're actually making the problem worse because, as Jung told us, feelings that aren't felt don't actually die. They just get buried alive.
That's the beast in the basement.
Only to rise years later as nearly unrecognizable zombies. Mm. People show up with high blood pressure mm-hmm. and irritable bowel and insomnia and brain fog and cholesterol trouble and arthritis. And you track it back to anxiety that was telling them they're not feeling their feelings, so they just made zombies instead.
You know, I love the title of the book, The Body Keeps a Score, and that alone says a huge message to me. And I've certainly, over my 45-year career, I believe that we are not a Ford F-150 truck that has multiple separate components that really don't interact. If your tire is flat, you fix it. Well, the body doesn't work that way. It works with a connection of like a massive orchestra where all the music needs to be in tune for it to actually sound the way it needs to sound, or for the body to operate the way it does. I know there are times and places for the drugs. What I recommend sometimes is a temporary short run to get you out of the depth of the darkness, to allow you then to start tapering off with some nutritional support, omega-3 fatty acids. I love Anxio Calm during the moments of the day where I'm a little bit more anxious, or other things. Everybody's different. Personalizing is very important. And I know you have a lot of options in your toolbox. You also can see patients, because I see a passion in you that is amazingly invigorating, and also very confident that you are able to kind of help other people look into this. How did you refer to it, Clint? The beast in the basement?
Yeah, I've called it that for years.
Yes, I like that.
We have a room. It's almost like that room you don't want people to go in when they're visiting. Mm-hmm. I take all this and I stick it in there, and eventually it all kind of morphs together and creates the beast. And you have to eventually face the beast. You know, the best way through the storm a lot of times is through, instead of waiting and trying to run from it. So, yeah.
So tell us more about that practice that you're now doing at your office.
And the beast breeds. Mm. And eventually it will overpopulate, and it will ooze out any crack it can.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And so that starts to show up in our physical world, which is exactly why you and I partner so well, is because it is a holistic, comprehensive approach. We have nice terms like mind, body, spirit, and all of these sorts of things, but it's all happening at the same time. And it's all, so Dr. Vanderkulk's book, The Body Keeps the Score, the way I say it in my practice is, the body keeps the score for the entire journey that the being inside that body has been on, including the time that being was in the womb. And the tissue tells the story, because our cells take their orders from our soul. Only question is, what is your soul telling you? And when did you start getting programmed that way? So the really deep work I do is help people figure out when along the way were they wounded in such a way that they began to adopt limiting beliefs about themselves that then got installed in our subconscious minds that run 99% of our life. Carl Jung again said, until we make what is unconscious conscious, it runs our lives, and we call it fate.
Powerful words, no doubt. Certainly is. So if someone listening is tired of, and I don't want to be at all throwing this into the pit of not options, but you know, I've gone to probably 5 different counselors over my ups and downs in years, not since my divorce. I've kind of become my own priest in that. I think, as Walt Whitman said, every man must become his own priest. I really feel like sometimes that's a treadmill. That's just a kind of a circular activity that helps me a little bit at first, but then it kind of almost confirms in certain odd ways that I'm broken, but I'm going to stay broken. I don't know. I have poor words for that.
Well, as you hand this off, can I transition it? Because I'll add or somehow clarify it maybe in my terms. It's, we know the questions, and I'm going to close my eyes so I can get it right. We know the questions we should be asking and the hard things, but I will intentionally avoid those areas because I can get busy asking myself that soothing. I can find other ways to get busy pretending or fixing the edges, but I avoid the hard questions. Is it good to have someone in your life that goes, I'm not going to avoid the hard areas? Do you see what I'm saying? I will avoid the stuff because I know where the pain is. So I'll do all the work around the edges. I'll lose the weight. You know, I'll drive the car. I'll do the things that make every... But I won't ask myself those three hard questions or ask the follow-up questions. And without someone like you, maybe, to come alongside and go, let's take that journey together. I'll ask the question. You don't have to. Indeed. You may have to address it, but I'll ask
it. Yes. It's even deeper than avoidance. In fact, you can think about it this way. Our brains are not actually experiencing our life. Our body is experiencing our life. Right? Our brains just happen to be our very best wordsmith. They're our very best typist. So they're back at the central office. They're back at the Daily Bugle. But the actual field reporters, our eyes, our nose, our skin, those sorts of things, they're actually at the fire. They're at the car wreck. And they're sending back data to this reporter back in the home office, our brain, who's doing his best job to make sense of all this information that's coming in and creating a story. The difficulty is, once that gets composed, even if it's a bunch of baloney, it's the story, which is why while talk therapy is super helpful and even asking the right questions is super helpful, talk therapy is going to continue to talk to the person who made up the story in the first place. And while they might change a few details, they'll never actually change their story because they weren't there. So the type of practice that I have, which is coherence therapy, is the way that modern psychology has taught us to learn to help you actually interview the body that was actually there, hear the real story of the man on the scene, and then once you hear that story, you realize that asking the right question isn't even the question. It is actually finally experiencing the thing that happened to you then that you've had on hold all of this time. Fully metabolizing that experience and then realizing in the midst of that experience, you drew a conclusion about yourself. And it's a limiting belief. I'm not good enough. I'm not loved. I'm not valuable. I'm not wanted. I'll never measure up. Those sorts of ideas. But we have no idea they're in there until we learn to follow the body through the feeling to the place where that happened, and then through coherence therapy, which is what I practice, stop talking to the narrator and start interviewing the experiencers, because life is experiential, not narrative.
How could it ever be spoken any more clearly? That is beautiful, and I appreciate the way that you can express it, because I know people will hear that in ways that they may have never heard that before. And just quickly, we only have about 3 minutes, but I know... just with myself, over the past couple, 3, 4, 5 years, I have come to realize on my own journey the power of the stories I have told myself. And one of the therapies that certainly helped me, and you've helped me a lot too, just with our conversations, is I'm up to almost 90 IV ketamine therapies. Well, that's one way that allowed me to view my story from a distance. And once I saw that my story was a story and wasn't really concretely me, it gave me more perception to know the absurdity of my story. And really, it is. So tell people again, if they want to make an appointment with you, how does this work?
Exactly. And really, the idea is to give a different point of view. How can you look at this from what you're calling your anxiety from a different point of view? Recognize it's a message from you to you about something important to you. And how do you listen to that messenger in such a way that you can finally see something that you haven't been seeing? Because until you see it, you are doomed to be it. But once you see it, you no longer have to be it. So the idea is to offer what's called a discovery coherence therapy session, and you can find that on my website. And you can come in and experience this. It'd be a lot like if you had truly never been to the ocean. And now we're going to try to explain waves and sand and seagulls and sunburn. Okay. But if I take you there and let you swim and dance and play and get sunburned and get sand in the bottom of your bathing suit, and then I sit you down and give you a 5-minute discourse on that, you're going to go, oh, great, that makes total sense to me now. And can I get back in the ocean, please? Right? So I offer a coherence therapy discovery session so people can experience it for themselves and decide whether or not they think it's for them. And then in general, both my training and my research has shown 6 sessions over about 3 months about every 2 weeks, 80% of people can find 80% of what has been holding them back all their lives and permanently remedy it.
Ah, beautiful. Wow. What's your website?
VitalLifeMedicalCare.com.
Yep. And if people forget that, you can call Nutrition World. You can come by Nutrition World. And I know also you have deep beliefs that we do also support the physical body at the same time.
100%.
Exercise, nutrition, foods, all that.
You can't do either independently. It all truly has to come together. And so that's why you and I partner so well, is because we never don't make sure we're talking about all the pieces.
All the pieces.
This is just one particular piece that is almost never truly talked about, and certainly not at this level of depth and fruitfulness.
Yes. Beautiful 20 minutes that we have spent, Dr. Johnson. And again, just always remember, Nutrition World has your information. So if you forget that and you want to, 3 months from now, you want to remember it, just come to us, call us. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we've got several very empowering new pieces of research on how you can add things to your toolbox, your kit, your choices to help you live a better quality, healthy life. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And next week, we're going to have Josh Porter from Optimize You discussing, again, healthy hormone replacement. He is a wealth of information. I want to cover about three things before I get lost and not cover those, because I said I would. One is the fact that you like to drink microplastics. That really wasn't one of them. But Clint did come in, and the first thing he did was grab some bottled water. Well, we now found that in heavy-duty research that microplastics are going to your testicles. And I just want to make sure that you are aware of that, Clint Powell.
I'm sorry, I'm staring at that water bottle you're drinking out of. That's my fault. Apparently your testicles wear capes and are immune to that.
Do you see how much water is out of that?
You have super testicles, don't you? Because they're just immune to the microplastics. You're drinking water over here like I was.
Do you see that that's full right there, Clint? It's got a sip out of it. That's all there is. I had a sip.
So you're not going to drink it? You're going to waste the water? People are thirsty everywhere in the world and dying of thirst, and you're going to waste water. Way to go, Ed.
Yeah.
You know what? I care about humans. If I open a water, I'm drinking it. No, you selfish. You go ahead, narcissist.
Okay, John Doe. Okay. All right. Okay, my recommendation for painkillers.
Okay.
When curcumin doesn't work, or some of the natural products, which can work if you take like a double dose or you take white willow capsules, but there is no lying that pharmaceuticals are stronger. Just didn't.
Right.
I mean, you know, you can pretend all you want. You can have all the pretty ads. I don't like doing them unless I have to. I did a tremendous amount during my 3-year hellacious times with hips falling apart and just hope, you know, doing all I can to fix them and they wouldn't fix themselves. But now I'm not on those. So what do I do when I have heavy or moderate pain from, you know, sleeping wrong, working out too hard, being 67? I find that one is when you take a pill that is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, what are those? Aspirins, Advil, Motrins, all of those. The research is very clear. You will bleed 1/4 teaspoon of blood for every one you take. Why are you bleeding? Well, it's because of multiple things called a prostaglandin, blank, 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 COX-1, COX-2. We're not going to talk about that. The reason it bleeds is because it's part of it is it's lying against the stomach wall. So how can we stop that? One is, of course, you do it after a full meal. It still doesn't completely take it away. The best option is to do liquid painkillers. Where is a liquid painkiller that is the safest? It is a 1940, I think. It may be earlier than that, is Alka-Seltzer in the wafers that have effervescence in them. You take two of those in warm water, and the reason that they're so much better is, one, the word alka, which I did not realize, you know what it means?
Alkaline.
Man, you're on your game. It means alkaline. That means, again, that means it's not acidic. So there's... most drugs are acidic. Well, they've turned this one drug into an alkaline drug. That never happens. Two is there's no tablet to dissolve or capsule on your stomach lining. Three is you absorb a modest amount of painkillers through the oral tissues of your mouth. So why do we miss... you swallow a pill, their oral tissues are getting nothing. So let's get some of this painkiller to go into your brain and your body quicker by doing it both in the mouth and in the stomach. So Alka-Seltzer, you order it from Amazon, get it at the drugstore. Very inexpensive. Marianne, one of my most long-term staff members, you know Marianne.
I do, yeah.
Sweetest lady, so smart. She had fallen at her house 3 days ago. Her arm was black and blue. Trip walking, kind of stepping backwards in her bedroom, didn't know something was on the floor, one of those. And she just said, I can't sleep, the pain in my ribs. And I said, Marianne, try one of these. She came back the next day, all smiles, and said, I cannot believe how good the Alka-Seltzer worked.
That's my grandfather. That's all he ever took.
Really?
That's it, was Alka-Seltzer.
Well, Alka-Seltzer makes many versions of things. You don't want anything but the one with aspirin in it.
Yeah, he that's all he ever took for pain.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it. And it's not popular anymore.
Right.
But sometimes the old-fashioned things are still better. They are. Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to talk about why do people fall. Uh-huh. And Dr. Peter Attia interviewed the most amazing person. And to sum it up, it had... Oh,
you're gonna let me guess.
The student is raising his hand.
It's the balance. They lose. It's unbalance, and the test is on 1 foot, and the machine is the shaker.
No. Damn. You blew it on that one. F.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm one for one. I'm batting 500. Okay. Back to the
normally
show.
You've been pretty darn good.
Back to the show. I got alcohol.
Okay. What it is, and I ordered this machine. It's called a toe dynamometer. And what we're going to do with this? Oh, look at Clint's smirk. That smirk. Just
That's
kills
a made up name. Is it toe? T-O-E.
T-O-E.
It is. Yeah, okay.
You look it up on Amazon, crazy stupid.
Look at him. He's about to punch me in the face now that his hips are all better.
He's acting like I don't know what I'm talking about.
I'm going to look it up while you talk.
Yeah, a toe dynamometer.
All right.
Okay, what this is going to do is you're going to put your foot on here, and you're going to press down with your big toe. If you cannot do 10% of your body weight, I weigh 180 pounds. If I can't press 18 pounds and on this machine with my big toe, and 7% with my four small toes, you will have a humongous likelihood of falling. Why is that? Those toes, your toes are the reason you fall. Because when you see the demonstration of what creates stability, yes, if you have vertigo and you're dizzy, now that's different. But your normal falling, which is happening to so many older people, has to do with toe weakness.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's the machine. Okay.
And I've got it coming. We'll have it in 4 days. And it requires you to basically do a little bit of toe exercising. That's it. And not wearing shoes that are too tight. And when people do this, when they start falling forward, the toe stabilizes the fall so you don't fall. When you don't have a strong toe, it is like a hinge that's broke. And the door is going to just slam wide open with a bad hinge. Well, your body's going to slam down because that hinge on that big toe and on the four small toes has become weakened. Guess why? A-G-E, age, Father Time. We can stop this stuff, people. We are not susceptible until we're 90. So, no, there are options for this. And you want your toe tested? I will do it for free.
Well, what's the machine now? Isn't there something to fix it, you said?
Fix it is just a simple exercise.
Oh, okay. I thought you bought a machine for that, too.
I bought it to test to see if you need to do the exercise, dummy. Gotcha. So if it's 3 pounds and you need to have press 10, then you're going to fall. You're going to fall flat on your face, and your face is already doesn't need any more injuries.
Now, you're like the friend I never wanted.
I like that.
Yeah.
I will take that.
You're like the friend that I never wanted. I think I'm copywriting that.
I love it. When all these new drugs coming out, they are most of the time they are so not fraudulent, but they're so excessively exaggerating the benefits of that. Well, the new pill is so risky for Alzheimer's, and it actually has life-threatening side effects. The pill is spelled L-E-Q-E-M-B-L, or another word is lecanemab. And it's the drug. It's a monoclonal antibody, and it's supposed to bind to the amyloid deposits within the brain. Well, there's a theory that beta amyloid, which is a type of protein, is what makes Alzheimer's happen. No, it isn't. The new research is completely countering that. What beta amyloid is, it goes along for the ride, and the brain may be producing it to protect itself, but yet that seems to be where all the evidence was pointing that was causing it. It wasn't, but this drug is there to reduce it. And so 17.3% of all the people who took this drug had serious side effects from confusion, falling, headaches, visual disturbances, and some of these were not resolving themselves after the drug. So be so leery of all the headlines. You know, insurance pays. It'll be very, very expensive. And that is just a scary situation all the way around.
I heard it gives you weak toes, too.
I didn't see that, but I bet you do know.
That was under the falling category.
Okay. Yeah, weak toes. I want to tell everybody, health fair, October 26th from 10 to 3. And Clint is coughing microplastics up out of his lungs at the moment. So there'll be a slight break here just with me by myself. That's going to teach him a lesson, dadgummit. So health fair,
10-3, a humongous amount of important people. Dr. Troy White, where I get my glasses, the NeuroLens. We've got LearningRx. We have lectures downstairs. Dr. Brian Johnson will be one of those that will be down there speaking for 30 minutes. We don't know which time yet. You'll get a schedule when you come in, but get there early if you want to make sure you catch Dr. Johnson, who, of course, we just heard on Vital Health Radio about anxiety. It is the biggest event in this part of the country for a health fair. You'll get tons of samples. It will be exciting. Two food trucks. We'll have shuttles. We have this. We have that. And so please attend 10 to 3. I don't care what the weather is. It's not going to be snowing. So make it a date. And I want to tell real quickly, Nutrition Worlds has on Instagram, we had 471,000 hits on the little video I talked about with the two early death predictors. What were those? Lack of strength and VO2 max. VO2 max breathing and lack of strength. Those are the two most reliable predictors for early death. And then Mark Bell, who's a big shot on Instagram, he reposted it and I got 153,000 views on that. And I also have 1.5 million views on the Bragg's apple cider vinegar, why we don't recommend you to purchase that brand. So I was extremely happy about that. And 264,000 views on when I compared a 1970s Almond Joy bar's ingredients to today's ingredients and how despicable they are. In the 70s, they weren't health food, but they weren't poison food. Today, they are basically poison food.
Have you done a video on the dog food stuff we did? I know we did on the radio, but did you do a video on that?
No, we haven't. I need on the Alpo.
Yeah that might be a pretty good one.
One day, I was for those who didn't know, we were on, Clint and I were doing our normal banter, and I said, you know, all I fed my dogs growing up was the in 1970 and 60s was Alpo food. Well, he looked it up. And you cannot believe it had three ingredients, I think. New Alpo has 25.
It's like human food. They've done the same thing to dog food as they have human food. I was just thinking that's a very niche thing. I bet that would be good to push some pet stuff.
I wish I could find an old can somewhere. That would be cool.
You could take a picture of it and hold it up.
I wonder if
you could print that off and then have it taped to a can.
That's what I'll do.
Pretty easy.
Hey, we're flying by today. I've got my motor mouth is running. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, have a little words of wisdom and a little bit more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Field Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's talk Chattanooga real estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. As you know, if you listen to Vital Health Radio, I love what I call the Daily Stoic from the Roman era of time when it was a different philosophy of life. This one is one that I found very enjoyable. It isn't that life is short, Seneca reminds us. It's that we waste so much of it. We squander time arguing with strangers online, answering emails that could just be deleted. And we sit in boring meetings, we gossip, we whine. We stay stuck in jobs we hate to chase money, or because we're too timid to change careers. Or even just how we hide parts of ourselves we're worried will come across too weird, too rude, too much. Or do activities we don't enjoy just to fit in with the popular crowd. Marcus Aurelius, frustrated with some obnoxious thing that was consuming his days, once asked himself, "You're afraid of death," he said, "because you won't be able to do this anymore?" That's the power of the word memento mori. That is the word that has to do with reminding ourselves that we are going to die. You see this ring I've got here, mm-hmm. Clint? I ordered this from the Daily Stoic, and on there is a skull and the words memento mori, and I really like that. David Kessler, a grief and loss expert who has spent serious time with people on death's door, recently told the Daily Stoic that this is what stands out most about dying. Everything we worry about day to day, he said, you just don't worry about it at the end. And I love that because it obviously is true when you think about it. The new car, the movie that just came out, the brand new iPhone, those will be worth pennies in our life if we know we have 6 months left to live. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, there's so many things we remind. I think that's why music and movies and art moves us so much, poetry, mm-hmm. because it does touch a part of us and it says the things that we can't say or we don't know how to put into words. But when you hear a song like Live yes. Like You Were Dying, mm-hmm. I think by Tim McGraw sang that, or if you that movie that reminds you life is short, that's why it resonates with us, because we know mm-hmm. it. But we have to be reminded sometimes because we get so busy moving from, I got to be here at 3 and there at 6 and in bed, like we were talking about with Dr. Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love things that allow us to resonate with a type of wisdom that we tend to be invisible from at other times of busyness.
You know, Jeff Styles asked me this on my podcast we do, and he said, what do you think the greatest contribution of mankind to the world is? Not to us, mm-hmm. selfishly, to the world. His takeaway was music. And mm-hmm. I said art, but basically the same thing. Yes. But I agree with that, because when you feel that vibration or those words hit, you're like, that's how I feel, but I don't have the talent or skill to say it.
There
or maybe haven't sat long enough to come up with that. But I agree. I think sometimes it's good to be reminded this is a short ride.
Well, and to have an awe of life and be the sublime type of feelings of that non-worded love, kindness, connection to something deeper than us, where you don't intellectualize it, but you heart it. Hey, I want to give you a gift here.
Okay.
Real quick. Yeah. Now, I found this. I had lost them for about 3 years. But back during COVID, or back when I was married, I was collecting silver coins.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because I thought the end was near and, you know, you're going to be starving to death and I wouldn't have any toilet paper. So I had to make sure I had plenty of silver dollars to buy toilet paper.
Of course.
And my vitamins, of course. But
very handy.
I bought this bag, and during COVID, when things, you know, we tend to kind of minimize hard times. So I do sometimes. But it was a hellacious time at moments where I thought, you know, we'll never recover. My business will go down. I'll be bankrupt. All the storytelling, again, that goes in with the head. So I had these coins that were from 1922 to 1928. And I gave several of my employees who were absolutely crashing. One was Trina. And Trina still carries it to this day. And I told every one of them, I said, just hold this coin. It has been around almost 100 years. And just imagine the challenges people had that had this coin times.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you one with 1928, and it's right before the Depression.
Okay.
So it is one that...
Oh, yeah. And I collect coins.
Good.
By the way.
Well, that will be
a gift to
you. And
well, thank you.
We always know that those people still did their best and were challenged, and they still continued on as we can do ourselves.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. Nice. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform, Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. And we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.